It's the GOAT Coach T-Flow.
Hey, it's your boy Sean the Pie Don.
You know it's J Mo over here with Jules Jules, man. I'm back at you. Let's go.
And this is the Bro versus Bro podcast on CGY Sports. What's up, bros?
What's up, man? Hey, I need to get me a drink too, man. I'm sniffing.
Let's get to it.
Man. Yeah, me too. I'm thirsty.
I ain't like Shay Shay. You know, close Shay Shay got all his travel stuff. We in the hood with it. I got my red cup. He come with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What you drinking on, man?
No, rep soda, man. Some Kasi. It's a Kasi.
Okay. All right, man. I see you got your home set up now, man.
Get your home set.
That's what's up. We never really got a chance to ask you because we did the podcast last week, and we talked about Steve Wilks, and was he the scapegoat for the 49ers, more exclusively Kyle Shanahan and Bosa? So what's your opinion on that? Do you think he was a scapegoat for the defense, or it seemed like to me the loss by the Super Bowl by the San Francisco 49ers, or do you think he deserves to lose his job?
It's like this. This is the NFL. I told you guys before, it's the most competitive sport. So if you're playing quarterback, if you're playing punter, you always got somebody after your job. If you're a coach, defense coach, you got your defense coordinator, you got your D-line coach, linebacker coach. Somebody got to take the bullet for this loss right here. Kyle has gotten us there several times. From what I was reading and what I gathered, Kyle never really wanted Steve in there, right? Because Steve is more of a blitzer. Kyle's a scheme-type defensive-minded guy. When he said he is up, he likes to play coverage a lot and scheme blitz. So Steve Wilks came in there, and what I'm telling people is not from the body of work of this one game. Everybody just keeps pointing to the Super Bowl like he's a scapegoat. Well, everybody was talking about Brock Purdy this year. If it wasn't for Purdy, we wouldn't be able to come back on these games that we shouldn't have had to come back on. With the defensive talent that we got, we pay more on the defense side of the ball than we do on the offense. First off, they're both the highest paid defense player in the NFL. Then we got Chase Young. Then you got Fred. He's the number one linebacker in the NFL. You get what I'm saying? And you got Hargraves from Philly. It's like we got all this talent. And all these guys I'm naming the Pro Bowlers. You got more Pro Bowlers on the defense side than we do on the offense side, right? So we had several chances to win that game. But again, I'm not pointing to the Super Bowl. Let's go to the game before that. How do we get down 27 points to Detroit? Let's go to the game before that. How do we get down to the Rams? Let's go back earlier in the season.
Hold on. Y'all got down 27 points, right? If Brock Purdy did not get
hold on, Skip.
After they scored.
Hold on, Skip. You're going to get the chance. Go
I
back.
I don't think I got too much to say. You know, we already talked about it, but I just.
You're talking about 27. Right now,
Brock Purdy.
Right now, about the vocally address. Going back to earlier in the season, we lost Debo Samuel. We lost a span of three straight games. You know, we lost Cleveland Brown. Even though we missed a field goal, like the field goal kicker missed it here and cost us a game. He missed it in that game at the end of the game after Brock drove us down. Regardless of the fact, we lost that game to a backup quarterback without Deshaun Watson. You get what I'm saying? To a P.J. Tucker. You get what I'm saying? So then you go and you lose your next two games because that was our first loss of the season. So it gave us – in all these games we're losing by 3 to 4 points. But we should never be – what I'm trying to let people see is our defense was the strength of our team. Right? When we went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, folks say, yeah, I kind of like y'all, but I don't trust Jimmy. I didn't feel that way with Brock. Even though Brock can score 40 points in this game, Kansas City defense played amazing. You get what I'm saying? But he scored the same as a Super Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback Patrick Mahomes did in the regular game. You get what I'm saying? He had 19 points. Imagine Patrick Mahomes. The defense had a chance to win that game, not once. Not twice, but three times in that game. I just rewatched it. It took me a lot to rewatch it, but I just rewatched it. We had a chance to win it once in the fourth quarter and twice in overtime. Our defense, I ain't even talking about the offense, because we could put it on Shanahan with his play calling, not going for it, all that. Point being, he done been to two Super Bowl, four straight NFC championships since he's been there. He's not going nowhere. We all know that. When you lose, you have to rebuild. And you look and you say, where is my weakest link at? When you're looking at your team and you lose, you say, where's my weakest link? He felt like Steve Wilks was the weakest link. I'm not saying that he was a scapegoat, because he wasn't no scapegoat. You just got to get stronger where you're weak at. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's all that was. And if we were supposed to be a stronger defensive team and we had a chance to win it, but we had to rely on our offense, that's not what we're paying for. That's all I'm going to say. No,
you get a rebuttal.
I got one question.
Let's go back a little bit, Pooh. You got to get your head cut off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, your head. Okay. There you go. There you go.
I got one question. Y'all still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
If y'all win a Super Bowl, does he get fired?
No. No. And you know what it is? We know what he gets if he wins.
Hey, thanks for keeping it real, though. Thanks for keeping it real.
You know what he gets if he wins? He don't get fired. He gets another job somewhere else.
So, all right, let me ask a question. If he wins the Super Bowl, is he still in San Francisco next year?
No. Like, we lost the Super Bowl with D'Amico Ryans. Where's D'Amico at right now? He was our defense coordinator. What D'Amico did this year? If Steve Wilks wins that Super Bowl, he's head coaching somewhere. You get what I'm saying? Period. Like, he was the interim head coach of the Carolina Panthers. They didn't step up and hire him for a certain reason. You get what I'm saying? So he came out there as our defense coordinator, like he was there. But like I said, at the same time, they said it was always Kyle didn't really want him. So if Kyle talked to John and say, I told you, I can't get what we can't communicate. Get me somebody else. It's not a scapegoat. It's just like, if I see something and I think I can win with you, give me the tools I need to win. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
Guys, the All-Star Weekend, we're going to segue that. I saw the interesting piece on ESPN. And in the piece on ESPN, it took you back to the 91 slam dunk contest. And I didn't remember because when I saw it, it clicked back. But, bro, they had football players. They had track stars. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you post that. They had people from all different sports. Matter of fact, the track stars were the one who won it. Buddy jumped from behind the free throw line and dunked it. Power, so one of the track stars. So it was definitely entertaining as for it. You brought different athletes from different sports, not just the NBA. With the recent ridicule of the All-Star Weekend, what are the top two things you guys would want to change in the All-Star Weekend? Go first, you.
We want to see the best of the best, and I think that's what we've been missing for a minute now. People get to sit out of the All-Star game. Like, it was such a privilege when we grew up to see these guys perform in these games, because not only were they going out there, but they were still playing with intensity. Like, these guys don't play with intensity. Everybody getting paid now. You get what I'm saying? Let's just put that out there. The money's different. Don't nobody want to get hurt. You get what I'm saying? So as they go out and play, whether this All-Star or what we look at as the Pro Bowl now, don't nobody want to get hurt. They're making all this money. And what we seen back in the days when I posted that with Deion in it, Michael Irvin in it, Mike Conley's dad was in that one. Like, when you see Mike Conley Jr., his dad was in that slam dunk contest. His dad ain't making the money he was making. You know what I'm saying? Like, his dad is not making the money. Michael Irvin and Deion ain't making the money that Michael Conley is making. Like, back then, they're not making – Michael Conley's $300 million. You get what I'm saying? So when you're saying this, the money became more of a thing. Like I say, it affects everything from the games to the way the games are presented. And back then, they were trying to build a brand. Right now, the brand is built. Worldwide, global, every country. So it's more so now about showing talent, but more so getting the family friendly involvement. I took my kids to an All-Star Weekend a few years back, and they have family stuff that you could do with your kids, like on Saturday stuff, besides going to the celebrity games and stuff like that. They just have different events that you could come be a part of with certain NBA players and stuff like that. So, is marketable to the point it is everywhere now. And that's what they're focused on. They're focused on the marketing standpoint of it. They're not so much focused
but on which part specifically didn't you like about this weekend, and what think we could do to change it? Like, what's
like this? I want to see the best of the best. I don't want to see. Do you know that the slam dunk contest champion from last year is right down the street from my house right now? I can go down the street and sit and see him talking to the boy. Osceola Magic. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to see that. The dude got talent. Don't take nothing from him. He's not taking nothing from him, Colin. He has mad talent when it comes to dunking the ball. But seriously, when LeBron James voided ever going to it, I know that's going. We're going to touch on that topic. But when LeBron James voided going to it, you know, because like Kobe came in his rookie year, like that was the thing to do as becoming a star. Go do the slam dunk contest, and we don't have enough stars in that. So I think that took out the whole. I didn't even watch the slam dunk contest. Like, once I seen the first round, I was like, you know what, fuck this. I was more interested in the 3-point contest because you still have your shooters in the 3-point contest, even though I still don't have the best of the best. I just want to see if it's all star. Show me that. Show me the best of the best. Don't show me no who wanted to participate and who didn't. Show me the best and give me the best if I'm paying my money to come see that. You feel me?
Man, I agree 100% with Drew said about the money part of it, man. These players are making so much money now, man, that it's hard for them to be ultra competitive in the All-Star game where they might get hurt. You know what I'm saying? They may get hurt. And now with this new 65 game rule, everything kind of go back to that. You ain't got that many games to spare. So why go ultra hard on the game, man, and you might get hurt? And so and then I was watching one of these shows the other day, and the guy kind of broke down All-Star Weekend, kind of like how Drew was just explaining. Man, these players, man, they got so many things to do, but they got so many engagements, man. So about time they actually get to Sunday, they wore down, man. You know, like you said, he got family day.
With the party.
They
with
got
the party.
To go to parties. They got to do this. They got, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of stuff to do. So by the time Sunday come, they exhausted. So as for solutions and for the All-Star game, I like it a couple of years where they had it. Okay, because obviously people got mad because the 200 points, a lot of points were scored and already no defense was being played. I remember it was competitive when they had a certain point to make each quarter. And once they reached that point, the quarter was over with. Then the fourth quarter, I think it was the first person to reach like 125 points or something like that, then the game was over. And it was competitive then. It wasn't competitive the first three quarters, but that fourth quarter, the first person to get that number, them boys start playing, man. So I think they need to go back to that. Keep it East Coast, East versus West. Mm-hmm. Keep it like that. But have it where it's a number, like 120, 125 points and all. Not no, you just go, go, go. And after the slam dunk contest, a lot of people said it, and I agree. The last one we had was, last good one we had was Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon.
It was, that was like 5 years
like
ago or something.
Seven years ago.
Damn, shit, time fly. Yeah. That was the best one, man. Hey, man, dunking is fucking hard, man. It's hard to get creative to be in a slam dunk contest. So why not get these guys off the street, man, that make these YouTube videos and everything? Let them do it. Drew, I know you want to see TikTok. Yeah, Drew, I know you want to see the All-Star.
I want to see Bron. I ain't never seen Bron in the dunk contest. Hey, what's Bron at?
It.
Who's coming to
it, man?
Bron, man.
Hey, man,
that
shit over, man. Bron is not going to. You know what, Ron? Your last year's gonna get a fan what they want. But get what he gonna do? That same old shit, throwing it off the glass, dunking it with one hand. You know what I'm saying? Bouncing off the ground, tomahawk dunk. That's all he can do.
When he get his props in,
that's all he can do.
Yeah,
he get his props in, it might be more entertaining. He might come have Bron and throw the ball over here to.
But still, that's all the man he can do,
man. What's his other son's name?
Bryce.
Bryce.
Yeah. He might have him to throw it to Bryce, a double alley-oop with two sons. He can do some shit we ain't never seen. You get what I'm saying? But the same token,
still throwing the ball in the air.
People
paying
their money they want to throw.
You can't do it.
How you going to call yourself a king and you ain't conquered everything?
Yeah, he conquered the NBA, nigga. That's all he need to conquer.
No.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Okay, so now let's take me into that.
Yeah, so the segment into that, LeBron James is getting the blame for ruining the slam dunk contest, and I don't really know where that's coming from myself. So, Pooh, I want you to explain to where this ridicule for blaming LeBron is coming from, and is it rightfully due? Who's third?
Okay. I hear you. Kind of were freezing up.
Okay.
But that's on point. It came from, first of all, he always got criticism for not being in the dunk contest, always. But Stephen A. has came out publicly on his show and said, I blame LeBron for ruining the slam dunk contest because he made it where these new guys don't want to participate because LeBron didn't do it. So, man, know what, man? I played the lottery the other day, man. I had some pretty good numbers, man. I thought I was going to hit. Man, that shit LeBron thought I ain't hit them goddamn numbers, man.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that. His fault. I thought I was going to get goddamn about 7-8 bands on my taxes I filed, man.
No, don't do that. No, you got, that ain't got nothing to do with you.
LeBron fault, man. My tax money wasn't like it was, man.
Please don't mislead me.
Can we blame one man?
Please don't mislead me.
Man been in the league 21 years. How can we blame him?
Please don't mislead me.
Everybody else not playing.
Hey, Pooh, can you slightly push your screen back? Just slightly push it back. Maybe it'll open up for you a little bit.
We're going to still be able to hear you on the mic. You ain't got to lean into it. We're going
to
still be able
to hear you. I want you to be close there. You did right. You did right when you pushed it back. All right, Junior.
But no. It ain't that nigga's turn yet, man. The man been in the league 21 years. The man been in the league 21 years, man. So you mean to tell me year after year, he's the blame for people not getting in the dunk contest? I don't understand that, man. They're blaming for everything, man. Global warming, man. It's fucking forest fires and floods and shit. Let's blame LeBron. Go ahead.
Blame LeBron for everything, huh?
I need him for everything. Go ahead, man. I want to hear it. I'm ready. Y'all come with it.
Okay.
LeBron
came in 2003, right?
Kobe.
I see y'all hearing it.
Damn, this dog content. Don't hear it.
LeBron came in the league in 2003, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay. So you telling me you said 21 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we seen Michael Jordan become Air Jordan from being in the dunk contest, right? This is before he was just taking over the league and scoring and all this. Okay.
Hey, but look,
so we see Kobe Bryant.
Go ahead.
Didn't I just say Kobe Bryant came in his rookie year?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant?
Yes. Rookie year. Won the dunk contest.
Which that's rookie
what
year?
Made his rookie year. So this is what made Kobe before the 16 points in the finals. What he was saying the other day when he was averaging 20 something in the playoff, the 16 in the final. This is what made him nationally known before him and Shaq. Well, holding up the throne. He hold up the throne on that dunk. You get what I'm saying?
On Sports Illustrated.
He was. That's why they gave him Rookie of the Year over Carmelo when Melo's numbers were better. He was always hyped. So what I'm saying about is, I'm looking at slam dunk contest history right now, right? I'm going to just name out some champions. You know who the very first one name was?
Dr. J. Now, Kareem, they lame man shit.
Jay. Julius, nigga. Oh, Julius.
Sure.
Julius Erving.
You sure?
1976. You got Larry Nance's dad in there. And they went away from it for a few years. You got 76, 77, and then like 84 He came back. Remember, I was telling y'all, this is when they built in the NBA because it wasn't marketable as it was in the 70s, as it was when Magic and Bird came in the 80s. So you're talking about 84 now, this Magic and Bird era. You got Dominique Wilkins. Do y'all remember 86? I actually went to a game in 89 when I seen the Hawks play the Bulls. You get what I'm saying? This is the year I thought the Bulls were going to win it all. But Spud Webb, 1986. Nigga, that's 5'8", my height. You get what I'm saying? Spud Webb. Do y'all remember a guy, Michael Jordan, won it two times, 87. So when you name that one time with Jordan, he'd just go win it once. Won it back to back. And then
I
he
was. I smell Rockets.
And look, then he
was going against.
Then he went and
throwing the Statue of Liberty.
Listen, then he went and threw it with Dominique. When him and Dominique went back and forth, that shit was like a highlight of
that was a good
childhood. It was like a highlight of my childhood. It's like a highlight. If you go back and watch this slam dunk contest right now, the build up and the hype behind that shit. Better than any of that shit you've seen in the past 10 years.
No, I beat that nigga though.
Better than all that. I said the build up and the height, how they was going back and forth. Yeah. Jordan, Dominique, because you got to think when Jordan won, he won 2 years straight, 87, 88. Then you came with Dominique in 90.
So that was before Jordan won a championship, huh?
Yeah, that before he won a championship. Again, how did he get known? How did Kobe get known? See, Brian had the hype already. Niggas already just hyping this nigga for what? No, dog. You got to go earn yours. You come from the era where niggas were earning that shit. When he said Jordan,
let me ask you a question. Let me intervene real quick. Are you saying that the real greats competed in the slam dunk contest? Like Kobe?
Whatever they were great in.
Was in the conversation.
Whatever they were great in, they did. If they shot the ball like Steph Curry in a 3-point contest,
man,
they dunked the ball like Tracy McGrady and Penny Hardaway. They were in the dunk contest. All these niggas I'm naming was in the dunk contest, bro. Every last one of them. You know who wasn't? You know who wasn't?
Who was? Who was
2003. Jason Richardson won the back to back. That's when LeBron should have been in there against Jason Richardson out of Golden State. Y'all remember Jason Richardson, number 23. That boy Jay when he played it. Yeah, man. Josh Smith from Atlanta.
And he didn't put his name all of them, all 21.
Dwight Howard. Why he couldn't go against Dwight?
Superman. Yeah, the cape on. I remember that.
You forgot about.
I'm going to tell you, forgot two. And then just real quick, Pooh.
Nate Robinson. Him three times.
Luke Skywalker.
Kenny Skywalker. D. Brown. You forgot about them?
I scared those Cedric and Bolly, Baby Jordan, all that.
I'm naming out the guys that became the guys.
And I'm naming these guys up until 2003. That's when I said Jason Richardson. And ever since then, since 2003, you had a bunch of no-name guys. Even when I said Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard wasn't Blake Griffin. Like, these guys got their name off dunking. Dwight became Superman off the Superman dunk.
Blake Griffin was in the dunk contest. He jumped over the fucking car.
He jumped over
the Kia.
Hold on, though, Juice. Shit, man. Hold on, man. Let's go back to the Jordan shit, man. See, once again, Jordan, Jordan had the benefit of being one of the first to kind of change the game. I'm going to give him his props. You know what I'm saying? So when he was doing his thing, it looked it new, man. It looked it amazing. You know what I'm saying? He jumping from the free throw line, even though Doc did it first, he did it with a little more
his
flair.
Spread of his legs.
Yeah, he did it with a little more flair.
And we got a shoe now that we wear, everybody.
Forget what? Man, you got motherfuckers doing a double pump windmill from the free throw line now. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm saying that dunking shit has evolved. If you go back and really look back at that slam dunk contest, beside the build up and all that, you look at it now, man, that shit big trash. That shit garbage, man, compared to what them folks doing now, man.
Hold on. So that's like saying if you watched old Transformers when you was a kid, it looks so amazing. You watch it as a grown man, it looks low budget. I think it's just because of technology and we evolved. It's still what it was.
Exactly. You're exactly right. We have a ball. So them saying dunk.
If what I'm telling you, if Michael Jordan was around today, this is what I'm telling you.
That shit.
What are you saying when he wins? I'm telling you what he did with equipment. I'm telling you what he did with the equipment he did have. I'm telling you, if he was playing right now today with the equipment that they got now and how they evolved and they got all this shit to train,
he would evolve with you.
We will see him at another level.
We can't,
That's a 360. That's a 360. You know what Jordan would have did? You know what Jordan would have did, nigga? He would have did a 720. That bitch would have turned around twice, nigga.
And he would have broken his goddamn neck.
That's Jordan, nigga.
Goddamn neck.
Jordan, nigga. Exactly. He would have did what you ain't never seen, nigga.
Let's get back to LeBron.
In the day's NBA, that boy would be busting 60 a game, nigga. If he was playing a game, nigga.
Let's get back to LeBron. Why do you so basically you're saying all the greats before him played the game, played the competition.
I'm with Stephen A, man. The guy, when they seen what considered, like you said, he said LeBron was already all over Sports Center, all over Sports Illustrated. They seen this guy that's plastered all over all these fucking magazines, and he ain't gonna do it. Why I gotta do it?
It's just kind of bad.
If you how a grown man gonna tell you what to do?
If you're supposed to be the best dunker, what people were saying, you got the most unstoppable drive.
That shit ain't stopped. It ain't stopped.
And the best dunker they ever seen.
It didn't stop all the people that came after him. It didn't stop them.
They used to say, I never seen nothing 6'8", 260 with force like that going to the hole. But we never seen this bitch either dunking and slam dunk.
Hey, man, but to be honest, I think LeBron didn't never do it because like everybody else say, the man is a
he's scared of losing.
I don't think he's crazy.
He's scared of losing.
Only thing LeBron got is athleticism. He ain't got the creativity, man. And like you said,
that's what I'm saying. He's scared of losing. It's like Steph going to Jordan 3-point contest. We all know that he is arguably the best, if not the best shooter we ever seen in the basketball, right? But when you join a contest, which he's lost before, it's a contest. You might not be the best shooter right then at that moment.
All they got to do is shoot the damn ball.
We want to see you compete.
It don't take no creativity to shoot the damn ball.
We just want to see you dunk. We want to see you.
Y'all want to see that man lose.
Y'all check this out. So these are some of the dunks I want y'all to look at. I want y'all to check some of these dunks out.
He can't do no
every
shit.
Day, every day.
Every day.
Every nigga.
He got her.
These are some dunks I found on TikTok. What y'all think about these?
That's what need to be in a dunk. Look at that.
That's
what need to be.
Bro, you tell me Bron couldn't do that shit.
Hell no, he can't do that shit.
Stop it. At 20 years old, hey, look, in 2003, 19-year-old Bron couldn't do that.
Big. Hey, look like
good boy. Dwight Howard flew through the air at 7 feet. How Bron couldn't.
Hey, that.
Hey, the boy, dunking, ain't it?
Yeah,
man, bro, can't do that, man.
If a seven foot one guy did it, there's no reason LeBron can't.
Hold on.
What did Dwight Howard do?
Hey, boo. Hey, watch the boy that grab his feet, though.
All the time.
It'll be one of them grab his feet.
That nigga.
Yeah, smoking that probably got me.
Watch the dude that grab his feet.
Dwight Howard ain't doing that shit. Dwight Howard, big ass, can't do that shit.
Yeah, they can do that. At 18, 19, they can do that. Yeah, that's all they train for. It's all they train for at that age.
But the like I say, man.
That gym right there.
You know what I'm saying? Moving forward, because LeBron is not going to enter the dunk contest, I agree with you. That would be good. With his last shit, he just say, fuck it, man. Everybody know I can't win this shit. I'm just going to do it. Just to make you happy.
And they might
play everything else on me. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Like I said, he came out there and did a triple alley-oop with his son. They would have gave him that shit.
They wouldn't have gave him nothing. They would have got there. Hope he lose just like that. Hope he lose everything else.
No.
Y'all would have got on the internet.
They just know the nigga to turn the ball over all the time, gonna lose. That's just like if you playing football, you turn the ball over all the time, you gonna lose. Number one leader in turnovers in NBA.
Oh, my God. Man, let's go, man. Let's go to the next topic, man.
All right, man. LeBron
James. He ready to go today.
And I see him. LeBron James has been playing basketball 20 years, And it's probably safe to say he's going to be playing another three. 21, excuse me, I'm sorry. And it's safe to say he'd probably be playing another three with the quest to play with his son. When LeBron, Steph, and KD finally hang up the basketball shoes and be analysts or whatever they're going to be with their life, who do you think is going to take over and be the new face of the NBA? Start with you, Sean DePondon.
Oh, man, it's a lot of good players, man. You got my guy, Ant-Man, you know what I'm saying? I think Ant-Man, he got some style. He got the charisma. Like Stephen A. like to say, he box office. I just don't know about that Minnesota, man, that market, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes to be the face of the NBA, you know, only LeBron can be in a small market and be the face of the NBA. Everybody else, from Boston, the Lakers, Chicago. So I don't know what it is. If he can do it,
you don't think with Miami when Wade City was in Miami?
Yeah, that's not a
good, that's a big market. That's not a small market. That's still a big market.
So Minnesota. Okay. Exactly. Miami's a big market. Yeah. So I would say maybe a Jason Tatum. It might be one of them foreign boys though, man. I hate to say it, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going.
Yeah, man, maybe one of them foreign boys, man. Like old Luke.
And they not ready. You talking about before he leave? They not ready to.
They're boring though.
LeBron is the face, man. Stop being so disrespectful.
Excuse me, a guy named Young. Is it my goal?
It is your goal, Ju.
I want to finish it.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Let me say this.
For the past 3 years, I've been knowing this guy named Giannis, Embiid, and Joker to pretty much be the most dominant, unstoppable players who's winning it. Since 2020, and we won in that bubble year, the champions have been Denver last year. The year before that was the Warriors. The year before that, it was Milwaukee. Right?
Right.
Okay. It's going to be one of them teams again this year. Not the Warriors. Scratch them out. Milwaukee, Denver. It's going to be one of them teams this year. Philly got an outside chance. They got an outside chance. I don't give Jason Tatum. Bad as I wanted to see him win.
Hold on. Pause right there. I just got to interject. You think the way Milwaukee right now is playing under Doc Rivers, you think they got a chance to win the championship?
I think with the talent of Giannis and Dame, when the bitch see them in 7-game series and got to win 4 out of those 7, I think it's something in them that's going to say, you're not going to beat me today. You hear me? Okay. Yeah. So playoff time, I say it's a lot different. And them two guys together, I said it, I predicted this shit. I said it last year to my guy. I said, if you ever give Giannis somebody like a Dame, and I don't know what made me say Dame. I know he was ready to get out of Portland. But I said, you give him somebody like a Dame, you might as well ship that motherfucking trophy up there with them. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what he got right now. He was missing that.
Drew Holiday.
That was a bad GM move there. But
Doc is getting Kendrick High School the other day. All the starters was on the bench.
Hey, we will see in the playoffs, man. Like I said, I don't see them getting bounced in the first or the second round. So they will be there in the Eastern Conference. They'll either be playing Philly or Boston. That for sure. Cleveland, my top four in the West. I mean, in the East, if y'all want to go ahead. I can't hear you, Blue. Coach, you muted. You muted yourself.
I need some faces, some names. Like, I know Pooh said Ant-Man. Okay. But...
I said Giannis. I gave you the three. Right now, it's going to be the next face. Giannis, Joker, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, and Luka. Like, the foreigners, what he just said. There's nobody better than them guys. It's hard for you to be the face when you can't outperform.
Hey, got Jason Tatum, he got something to say about that, though.
I don't know. He's been coming up too short every year. You get what I'm saying? Not much as I like to see Kobe teach him, but he still wore a Celtic uniform. Now, if he put on purple and gold and come on this way, I might say. Blame him. I hate the Celtics. If you ever saw the show Winning Time, like Celtics, like how they like LA. Yeah, we don't like each other. But I do think honestly, that Giannis is the face. When they gave him, they put him on, they put LeBron James on Fortnite, and then they put Giannis on Fortnite. That, from a marketing standpoint, showed me, son. But like, that's what they see. The NBA and the marketers, they see this guy is the face.
Don't forget about one more name. I know he's been getting in trouble. If he ever tightens up,
John Morant.
He got approved. Like John
Zion, but him and Zion. What about Zion?
He never really proved.
They tried to make Zion.
Zion got the talent. John got the talent, but they never proved nothing. John never beat nobody in the playoff. He did never had a few good regular season games. Like, I love his talent. Do not get me wrong. I love his energy and I love him for the culture. But he has not done one thing in the NBA.
Luka ain't done nothing yet, neither.
Luka, thank you.
Averaged a triple double.
But he ain't won nothing.
Has Ja Morant averaged a triple double?
No. Has Luka?
Okay.
Luka averaged a triple double?
Right now, look at his numbers. And he getting 36. It's like 9.6.
Triple-double right now.
It's 9.6 gets round off 10. 9.6 gets round off.
Okay, guys, check this out. Brothers, we were talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're going to seg right there. It's been some back and forth with the Milwaukee Bucks playing coach.
Oh, yeah.
And J.J. Redick, a former NBA player and now an analyst on ESPN Pool. He's on ESPN.
Yeah.
What do you think about the beef, and does Doc deserve the criticism? Start with you, Ju.
I think that Doc definitely deserves the criticism. How he left Philly, 3-1. How he left Boston, 3-1. It's like, at this point right here, you're coming out of a losing situation. They just fired another coach. You know the magnifying glass is going to be on you. The microscope is going to be on you. They're going to have you up under all these fine glasses looking at your every little move. You got to come out and win, Doc. You cannot come in here and do what you left out of Philly doing. You cannot come in here and do what you left out of Boston doing. I know it's still the regular season, but...
And the Clippers.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, Clippers before that. But why? Why? Fire this guy. Like Pooh said it at the time, why fire this guy? We're talking about locker room chemistry and all this right here. At the end of the day, you got a fucking winning record, the number two, number three record in the fucking league. Like, it made no sense to me whatsoever. Made no sense to me why you fired this guy, but they did. They didn't want to fire him and bring him a white guy. They didn't want to seem like racist or anything. So they brought in Doc. Doc was like, you know how you get rid of one brother, like, well, we got somebody else to fill his shoes. We got another brother. But that's what Doc was for this situation right here. Oh. The situation wasn't the best situation for Doc, I don't think. Sometimes you can have a situation that fits you. I don't think them guys really going to respect Doc. Like, behind closed doors and stuff like that. Like, nigga, you got one lucky-ass ring with Boston. Like,
Hold on. May I interject? You just ran down Doc's whole resume, and then you said you don't think these guys respect them. So you still think they can win a championship with the Doc players. Rivers?
The players. I think it's something. I told you this regular season, I think something's going to click. Remember I told you in the playoff, seven-game series, I think it's going to be something that Giannis and Dane say, you're not going to beat me. I think their chemistry is going to make everybody else play off them. You get what I'm saying? I think Doc is going to benefit
them. They ain't never won none either, though, but go ahead, man.
No, they ain't. Giannis put a nigga on his back and had a 50-point final game. Something Bron ain't never did. It was a triple double. Already in his career. Already. They didn't take
it. Bron ain't never had a 50-game triple double.
50-point in the finals.
He had 51 points against
the Warriors. In the finals.
He had a triple 51 against the Warriors.
And they won. And they won triple double. 51 triple double.
No.
Did they? Okay.
Hey, man, going back to JJ Redick. Are you done, homie? Hey, man. Hey, I fought with JJ Redick.
All I'm saying is this right here, man.
Go ahead.
Dotson is losing the situation right now unless he can win. Here.
Hey, man.
What my man said the best for the Raiders? What's his name? Blessed Dead.
Win, baby, win.
Win, baby, win. Yeah.
Win, baby, win. Winning solves everything. Winning solves everything.
I agree 100% with J.J. Redick, man. It seemed like, listen to Doc, he's been scapegoating the players. But, man, I like the way J.J. Redick called them out. But I also like the way Pat Bev went at J.J. was like, hey, man, you had your best years under Doc Rivers. Now that you retired, how could you come out and say something about that man? Then my boy J.J. clapped back. He was like, hey, man, I had my – he said, that man didn't save my career. I had a four-year with a fifth-year option on the table with the same amount of money. Fuck out of here, Pat Bev. That man ain't saved nothing. And then, Drew, if you watch NBA Today later on, Austin Rivers, Doc's son, start coming out, J.J. Redick. So, man, he was like, hey, J.J., you did have your best years under my pop. I need to say my pop, but you did have your best years under Doc Rivers. So, man, I don't think it's going to get messy because, you know, Austin Rivers, he a dookie just like J.J. Redick is. But, hey, man, J.J. Redick, I enjoy watching him, man. Been watching the last couple of days on First Take. He goes at you, man. That man had Stephen A. so hot today. He's a nice man.
Austin Rivers wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for his dad. So nobody give a fuck about what he talking about.
Whoa!
His first job—that's what everybody was saying when he got on the team. They were like, he only got picked because of his dad. Remember when he was
somebody said the same thing of that, and they uploaded that man highlights from high school in Duke. I don't know about that, Jew. The man did go to Duke. Now he did produce.
Yeah, he went to Duke. There's several
all
players from Duke.
He's gonna get their shot in the NBA now.
No, not there.
So the man, he ain't running. You know, I brought
Jason
him.
Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving, the best things you got coming out of Duke. Christian Leighton, Grant Hill. Name somebody out of Duke that just took over the league. You naming a bunch of fucking Duke? You got people saying Kentucky. That's the wrong blue and white. Duke ain't
but you saying he's in the NBA because of it. So, yes. I don't give a damn. Yes. He was a fifth rounder. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. He would have had a shot. I'm saying that to be able to stay in the league like he did, he was getting cut from Orlando, first off. His daddy picked him up when they cut his ass. So, again, if your daddy wouldn't have picked you up, if your daddy would have told you to go get my son, your ass would be in the G League, somewhere around China, somewhere like that, boy. Stop playing.
Ooh. You feel me? Ooh.
All right,
yeah. Playing the stuff?
All right, man. I think it's safe to say that, you know, Doc was it. Doc ain't hurt for the paper. I think Doc really likes to coach basketball. He could have said no. He could have said no, thank you. You know, he could have said, going into it, knowing this, if he's a token Negro replacement, he could have said, no, this is a setup. But I think, in Jew's defense, I think he realized that he is with an awesome team in the Bucks. They have potential to go all the way. And I think he just, you know, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot at another one. So, no, Doc, at the end of the day, Doc is a black man. So I'm going to root for him and hope for the best for him. I always liked Doc Rivers, even when he played for the Hawks. So, shout out to Doc. I don't know nothing about no damn J.J. Fad or where the hell y'all talking about. Fuck him.
I don't know about J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick.
I'm just playing. Cool, I know.
Okay, J.J. cool, man. Man.
I'm just saying. I'm like, who is he? I was just trying to say, he ain't
J.J.
shit.
J.J. Redick, since you want to know who he is, at Duke, he was a phenom. When you talking about Austin Redick,
he was a phenom.
That's why I want to say that's why I remember him more.
Yeah, he was more
where did he play at? He played in the East, didn't he?
But he was a better journeyman. It didn't take his dad to
did
get
he play with Bron? Did he play with Bron, Pooh?
I don't think JJ
did he play with Bron.
Did he play with Bron?
He didn't play with Bron. He didn't play with Bron at Cleveland. Who
I he played with the Clippers. He played with Clippers with them boys. You were just talking about with Doc.
Who would Bron have a white boy at Cleveland?
No, you talking about
the Snots, Kevin Love. Kevin Love,
the other guy, little short white boy.
He
talking about the guy who shoot the 3-pointers. Miller. And he had the other one too. I forgot his name.
It's a short one with the energy. He was a point guard. What was his name, man?
Nah, Dellavedova. He ain't talking about Dellavedova.
He
talking about the other sharp shooter we had.
Yeah, I thought it was J.J. Redick.
Y'all had a bunch of y'all had my own. Y'all had Mike Miller, and y'all had the boy from Atlanta that just left Atlanta, Kyle Korver.
Yeah, that's what you talking about. You talking about the guy left Atlanta.
Y'all had Kyle Korver.
Yeah, that's the man. That's what you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Kyle
all right,
Korver.
Man.
NBA. Kyle Korver like JJ, though. If you're talking about right. JJ, Kyle Korver like JJ. JJ will light your ass up if you don't.
Light your ass
check.
Up.
JJ Redick or D'Angelo Russell?
It depends where the
team is. D'Lo right now. If he plays like he's playing right now, this is the best I ever seen him play.
Yeah.
And I'm going from a shooter's role. Shooters.
JJ. Give me JJ.
Yeah,
JJ, give me JJ. If you put JJ with that team right now in D'Angelo's spot, oh my God, we'll be so dangerous because it's still gonna open up so much. It's
gonna open up,
You get what I'm saying? It's gonna open up so much.
So y'all boys still sticking to the thing that y'all
Shooting. Now, when you want to talk about JJ to Austin, JJ two-time ACC Player of the Year when he was in college, I say phenom, two-time Ruth Trophy National College Player of the Year. So he didn't need no daddy to come say, like I said, that other boy was just goddamn getting by.
Okay, do me a favor real quick. Go and pull up Austin Reed college stats. See how many points he averaged the game real quick.
JJ, look.
Just real quick.
Good as JJ was in college, he didn't average just for the NBA standpoint.
Right, yeah. He didn't
train. He averaged the 13 points in the NBA, 13, 2, and 2. Now, I guarantee you, Austin somewhere around 5 or 6 a game.
Hell no, he had to get more than that.
Man, what you thought Derek Fisher got? He got 7 points a game. Robert Horry, 7 points a game. But they were very, very integral to them 7 points and when they hit him. Austin wasn't that. You get what I'm saying? That's why
Austin wasn't that.
No, he wasn't that, dog.
Shitting on him.
He wasn't crucial enough to folks like, we gotta go check this guy. No, they wanted him to be that because he's a shooting guard / point guard.
Maybe he could have been there if he wouldn't have went to Duke. You know what I'm saying? You around Duke, you got to spread that ball around. Like you say, you playing with
JJ. You just said Duke. I just told you JJ lit that.
He upper echelon though, man.
That's what we thought Doc was. You got an NBA player as your dad.
nigga, what Michael Jordan kids did?
What Dale Curry kids did?
Shit, went the fuck off.
Yeah, what happened to Steph brother? I don't hear shit about Steph brother no more.
He playing for the Nets. I think they just traded him though. Dude.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Austin Rivers averaged 8.5.
I said 67.
He averaged 8.5. Austin averaged JJ averaged 12.8.
Okay, that ain't number four.
That's 13.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
I digress, man. Go ahead,
man. Well, it's that time of the day for the Pod Don's picks.
Oh, the Pod Don picks. Okay.
Yeah, man. You know, we got the NBA coming
together.
No, I ain't doing no picks today. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me set this thing up, man. All right, guys. The second half of the NBA is coming back, man. Teams have made their trades. The All-Star game weekend is over with. So we are about to make this second run into the playoffs. The first games are Thursday night, right? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the NBA will be back. I think they have a full lineup. We are going to say to Sean the Pod Don's picks and what games you're picking and who you like.
All right, man. Like you said, we coming off the All-Star break, man. A lot of big teams, man, you don't know if they still think they on break. You know what I mean? You don't know how they going to kind of react this first game. So we going to play it safe. So what I got for y'all today, I'm going to do a four-game parlay, man. I got a four-game parlay for y'all. And it's going to be money line, so you ain't got to worry about the spread or nothing. All right, for the first one, we got the Pacers over Detroit. And then we got the Boston Celtics over Chicago. And then we got the Denver Nuggets over the Washington Wizards. And last but not least, we got the Sacramento Kings over the San Antonio Spurs. And so, like I said, it's a real easy parlay, man. Man, it ain't in the chain. Okay, it's plus 100. It was earlier.
Let me make sure I did this right, because earlier it was a negative 120. But right now it's a plus 100. So I'm going to have to check to see what happened. Maybe somebody's not playing or something. But basically, if you put $100 with it, you're going to win 200. It's a double up. So, like I say, it was a negative 120 at first. But I'm still, no matter what it is, I'm still going to run with it. So, we got a four-game parlay, man. We got the Indiana Pacers over Detroit. We got the Boston Celtics over Chicago. We got the Denver Nuggets over the Washington Wizards. And we got the Sacramento Kings over the San Antonio Spurs. And it's a double up. You put up 100, you win 200. Easy money. What you think, Ju?
That's good money right there. All money line.
What about that? You said the last one was Sacramento and who?
And the Spurs.
Okay.
San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, one more on one of your tapes. Future of the NBA. The Wembanyama.
Definitely.
10 years from now.
Another four.
10 years from now. When we talking about the NBA, he'll be the face.
And who are you talking about on that one right there, Jim?
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama.
He's a 15-10 game right now in his rookie year. He putting up better numbers than Bron did in his rookie year when they were doing their numbers.
So he put up better numbers than Bron.
He's a walking double-double. He's at 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? The guy only going to get stronger, bigger. Holler at me in 5-6 years, see where we at. At 7'5", shoot, dribble, do everything. Put a little help around Wimby. We'll pop. See where he at.
What you do? We got to be careful with this LeBron stuff, man. It says, I am supposed to be the next LeBron.
I ain't talking about you.
They say Ben, they was so disrespectful, saying Ben Simmons coming out of LA shooting, supposed to be the next LeBron.
Yeah, he couldn't shoot. Yeah, he couldn't shoot. He was almost like LeBron. They're trying to do comparison. I think Wemby's going to be a unicorn. I didn't even put him. I say he's
like
since Braun, but I think he's going to be something different than Braun, different than Kareem. Because you don't see when Shaq said Bola, Bola, Bola ain't on.
Yeah, I seen that. Level. I seen that. He said Bola, he ain't Bola on the first
point. Yeah, but he ain't on Wemby's level. Wemby, like, they had Rudy trying out with Wemby over in Paris. This nigga taking the defensive player of the year while he's still in high school and with him and doing his way. So, get that boy some muscles. Give him 5 years. Let him be hitting them weights and grown man weights. Be grown man. Look at him become more of like Giannis body frame. People gonna be scared of him.
He would never get Giannis body frame. He's structured.
Look at Giannis when he first came in the league. I want you to go back.
But he
and look
still
at
had his little shoulders.
Look at his rookie.
I see him
having little shoulders.
When he got shoulders,
I see Wimbay being more like a Kevin Garnett mixed with a Kevin Durant type of body frame.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got one of them frames. He don't got no Giannis frame, man. Giannis got broad shoulders, man. Always, man. No, he ain't going to get like that, too. I don't care how much
I think so, bro.
He can get stronger, Peter, but you can't change your shit.
His shoulder, I'm looking at him right now. I had to pull him up.
Pull him up, man. He ain't going to get like that, man. He can get stronger, though, and he can get bigger. Like, hey, KD good, though. He's like a KD mix with a Kevin Garnett. He be all right.
Nah, he a little bigger than KD. He a little bigger
the
than
KD. The nigga went up with 210 right now.
Right, I understand.
The nigga 7'5".
KD was 185 with 7 feet, 6'11", 7 feet.
Hey, that nigga tall, man. I see him standing next to Shaq, man.
He's seven over Shaq.
Yeah. That joker was towering over Shaq, man.
Now, you telling me these? I wish I could show you. Share the screen with you. Telling me these images right here, they got shoulders so square, dog. Like, I'm telling you, when you see him,
our Victor, Wembanyama said it, he doesn't want to get bulky and big. He want to kind of stay his size. You know, he may gain like 10, 15 pounds, but he don't want to get bulky and big like that. He want to keep his, start with an E, electricity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he wants to keep that. He don't want to get all big and stiff and, you know what I'm saying, like old Black, like old Coach. He don't want to get like Coach, man. You know what I'm saying? He want to stay ball like, ready to go.
That's when you lost some bitch, you know. And then yeah, some. I'm looking at, how do I share it on the screen? Let's see.
You don't see where it say, I don't know how y'all screen look, but it's like a little plus sign. You can add shit at the bottom.
I do.
But nah, that, sure. You would say something like,
yeah.
You know, drop. You see it.
What you trying to show the picture? Who now?
Trying to see our picture. Giannis.
Oh, he was skinny, man. I remember he was skinny. Now I remember.
And let me pull it up.
He was a Giannis. Yeah, okay, I see.
I want y'all to see Giannis. Rookie. That's what you had that, right? Why don't y'all look at him as a rookie? See this guy?
Hey, he bigger than Buddy, though, man. He bigger than Wimby, man. Wimby's
look at this. Look at this. Hell. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Look at his shoulders. Look at his shoulders.
Okay, now look at his shoulder. I want you see how his shoulders square?
Yeah.
Yeah, square. Now I'm going to show you. Now I'm going to show you Vit. I'm gonna show you Vit.
They wide square. They ain't.
Why they got rid of Jason Kidd, Pooh?
You see this guy's shoulders, guy? Do you see this nigga's shoulder?
Yeah. The one right here, the first one, the far this left. Look at his shoulders.
That's when he was older. Look at
that one. Man, come on, man.
He ain't like Giannis.
Look at him in San Antonio. Yeah. That boy gonna be nice, though.
That boy big, man.
Man, that motherfucker tall.
That boy gonna be nice. Right there. That's the one I want. Yeah. He gonna be like Giannis, nigga. You tripping. Yeah.
Next he gonna be like Giannis. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's a he good flex.
Like
that's a good flex.
Yeah.
Man, show me this picture with a guy that looking like Freddy Krueger. With they all like this. Show that one.
Look, let me go back and show you Giannis. That's what I'm gonna show. Giannis.
You see that nigga wingspan?
Ricky, you see him shoulder? You see him shoulder? Yeah. And he got him by four or five inches.
You saw that one right there, Pooh? We got the arm stretched out?
Yeah, they get the ball. Yeah, you show that one, too. We got the ball like that, yeah.
Yeah. Man, that looks unreal, man. That's not real.
I told you, them aliens, man.
That's not real, man. That ain't real, man.
But, like, he probably put about six balls between
did y'all see that stat I showed y'all the other day? Well, how many 7-footers it was in the world? 2,800 to the 7.4 billion people. When I had it even said it in the text. If y'all go look at our group test right now, I sent it to you, said 2,800 7-footers in the world. That's 0.000034. So you're talking about less than a tenth. You're talking about less than a tenth. You're talking about a militant. A militant.
Yeah.
They go find these people. That's what they even say in the thing. They're so rare that they are sought out for worldwide by them. That's why I said, if you 7 foot, them bitches.
Man, they got a colony in Africa. All them niggas got them about 7'7", man.
They gonna go find some coordination with these niggas. They gonna say, "Hey, come here. You dribble up and down the court. Take this and just." They gonna want to see if they got any type of coordination. They putting the ball in. Hey, come on, you flying back?
Yeah, come on, y'all. You gonna go get their money? You gonna back them?
If you guys remember, it was a movie about that called "The Air Up There," and they went they went to an African village and found a kid. And I think that village you talking about, Pooh, the average person is 6'11".
Hey.
That's the average person height.
Okay, so pretty 6'7". Popular. Okay.
And the girls are like 6'3", so she ain't tall. Well, guys, that's it for today's show, man. Y'all got the Pod Downs picks.
Yeah.
Like a good four picker. Make somebody some money. What do we got? What we got coming up weekend, guys?
NBA.
I'm going to take y'all to some of these games. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to some of these Orlando Magic games and tap in with somebody down there, and I'm going to try to get some sideline access to give us some content to talk about one, because I think the Magic gonna make the playoffs and make some noise.
They got a good team, man. They got a good team. I like
the boy Pablo.
Yeah.
He won Rookie of the Year last year. That boy coming. Yep. He's young. Yep. He's coming. I like him.
All right, then we'll see what you can do, Jew, man. And if it's nothing else, guys, I
want some picks next time, man. I want some picks next time.
I'm be ready. I'm be ready coming.
We want some picks next time. We want some Jew, Jew.
Still going forward. But
I feel you.
Our Braves will be back in play here soon, baby. That's the one thing we can agree about.
And make sure that, yeah, man, you see the champ, man.
That's the one thing we can agree about.
Yeah. Well, guys, I am the GOAT coach, Coach T Flo.
This your boy, Sean the Pod Don.
J Mo Jules Jules, you know it.
And this is the Bro vs. Bro podcast on CGY Sports. Peace.
Hey,
peace. All right, y'all boys stay on the line so I get y'all recordings.
Yes, all right.